Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
Cheers!
Cheers!
To episode 56 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. We're being, I was going to say lame, but really it's more just like boring tonight. Like we're just, we're not drinking anything new. We're not trying anything new.
You know, I feel like the thing is like, you guys can't really expect us to just, like, always, like, pull something out of our ass.
Well, yeah, that's fair, but I feel like that's a thing we started, was trying something new every week, and this week we're not doing it.
Yeah, well, I didn't have time, and neither did you.
Yeah, that's fair. It's been a busy week. So, Allie grabbed a, like, you said it was a half a bottle. It's, like, a third of a bottle that was in your fridge.
Yeah, but I'm, yeah.
And then I made an old-fashioned, which is my drink of choice, and here we are.
Lovely.
That's what we're drinking. I don't remember what's next.
Well, so I was listening to last week, and we skipped two of the categories.
Oh.
So, but I also haven't heard it. So, meaning, like, the one that's going to come out this week. So.
When you say last week, you mean, like, 2 weeks ago from this episode?
No, it'll be 1 week ago from this episode. It'll be this Friday.
You were listening to it?
No.
It's up there.
No, but I wrote them down.
Oh.
And they were not all the ones that we did the first time.
Oh, okay, well.
While I do listen to them, it is so much easier for me to write it down because in the first episode, or the one I posted the other day, like, I had to keep going back to try to catch what we were saying.
Okay, fine. So Allie has her phone out because she is writing them down as we talk about them.
Yes. So the first one is, what are we wearing? Which, again, is not an OOTD of what we're wearing now, because...
No, yours would be the same damn trouser
actually,
pants.
These are not the trousers. These are regular.
Regular.
These are just flared leggings.
Yes, because flared leggings are back. So, I don't really have anything different that I'm wearing since we recorded, like, 4 days ago. 5 days ago.
What were you wearing 5 days ago? I don't even remember. I wrote it down.
About the new swimsuit that I bought?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Well, I recently got my Nuuly order.
Oh, yeah.
Which, if you guys don't know what Nuuly is, I've talked about it before. It's kind of like a Rent the One Way or something, or that, like, realm of things. It's, like, six items that you get monthly. And I got this little, like, wrap coat.
Okay.
That I've been wearing, and it's been pretty warm. I've, like, worn it on, like, a couple walks, but it didn't come with the belt.
Oh. They should give you, like, a credit for that.
So, like, fail. And, but the, what I will post in our posts is this really cool jacket that I got, which I'm loving, and I almost want to buy it, but it's a very weird material. So we'll see, but that's, like, what I'm wearing is all of that stuff. So
do you have to wait like a whole month to replace it, send it back, or can you send it back whenever you want?
I can send it back whenever I want, but I can't unlock it until it's been a month.
Oh, okay.
So kind of.
Yeah, so you do kind of have to wait a whole
month.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can unlock it early if you choose to, but then you would have to pay that monthly subscription early.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
So it's not necessarily a monthly subscription, it's just a monthly fee to get those.
Correct.
It's a fee to get those, that many pieces. You have to do it at a minimum once a month, but it could be less if you, or more frequently if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay. At six items?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't wear real clothes enough for that to even be remotely worth it.
Yeah, totally. But yeah. Wait, so you're not wearing anything?
I'm trying to think. There's just like nothing new that I'm wearing.
Well, maybe that one's just going to be a little bit hard for you.
Yeah, that one might be hard for me because I just feel like I don't wear new stuff. I mean, not never. Never say never. I mean, once we start maybe moving into spring, I'll be able to come up with more things. But like,
we can table it.
Okay.
No worries.
I mean, like, I didn't even leave the house this weekend, so, like.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Are you watching anything this week?
She says that like she knows the answer is going to be no.
Yeah.
So, well, okay, let me take it back. I did realize that there is something that I watch that comes out every week, and that's Law & Order SVU.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been watching that for, like, my whole
they
adult life.
They make new episodes of that?
Yeah, because Olivia Benson is the queen of everything. And they're on season, like, I don't know, 20-something.
Okay.
And, yeah. So I watch the new episode every week.
Lovely. When it comes out. Love that for you.
Yeah.
Last night, I started watching, kind of for this, because I kind of wanted to start watching, but it's number 2 on Netflix, Running Point. It's a new show with Kate Hudson.
Okay.
And she's, her and her brothers are, like, in charge of the Los Angeles basketball team, and in the show, they're the Los Angeles Waves.
Okay.
And so her brother...
The men's basketball team or the women's?
Men's.
Okay.
And so she becomes, because one of her brothers, like, has to step down, she becomes the president of the Waves, essentially. And so it's, like, her whole, like... It's
cute?
It's cute. It's funny.
Okay.
And I just love her, so...
Yeah.
And usually I'm not one to choose the, like, funny, like, cheesy show. But, like, yeah. I was like, you know what? Like, this, like, I'm sure this is, like, entertaining. Like, she's great. And, yeah. Oh, my gosh, it's so funny. So... I would recommend it.
Okay. I was going to tell you that I did look up the fact that White Lotus, you can download it. You know how, like, some things allow you to download and some don't? So I'm going to download it for my flight.
But season what?
1.
Okay. I wouldn't suggest season 3,
Thailand
one. Only because this last episode, there were so many snakes. Like, cobras. Like snakes. Like, real snakes. So I...
That sucks.
But that's season 3, so.
I know, but then, like, what if I really like it and then I can't watch it?
You are going to like it. It's fine. You can fast forward. Or I can tell you what happens in that section.
In that section.
Yeah.
And I'll just, because, so the other thing I downloaded for, well, I haven't downloaded White Lotus yet, but I'm planning to, for, which is kind of jumping ahead a smidge to reading.
That's fine.
I downloaded that, the Hunger Games prequel, The Ballad of Songbird and Snakes. And
did you finish Onyx Storm?
No. Oh. I anticipate. I'm at like 40-something%. So I'm anticipating that I'm going to need more books when I'm gone.
Yeah.
So I downloaded a couple other fiction books, and that was one of them, which I don't know that I'll ever be able to see the movie. My dad said, like, there's multiple scenes that I would, like,
die.
Yeah. So, yeah. I probably will never see the movie, but I want to read the book.
Yeah.
So, anyway, should we take watching to talk about the Oscars?
Yeah, let's talk about
that. That is something I watched. Well, I didn't watch it at first, so if anybody else was trying to watch on Hulu, both at the beginning and at the end, Hulu fucked us over. So
I was watching that on Hulu.
And you didn't have any issues? Wait, it didn't cut you off at the end?
No.
That's weird. I know not everybody had issues at the beginning. So if you weren't logged in, which I didn't realize we weren't logged in on Hulu down here on this TV... It the servers weren't keeping up with people trying to, like, validate and, like, log in. So we missed the beginning, which obviously the performance was on YouTube, like, 4 seconds later. So I was able to watch that. And then I missed, like, the opening monologue, which I don't care. Given how unentertained Conan was the rest of the show, I don't think I missed anything.
It was a little funny.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I mean, it's on YouTube, too. Should I watch it?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Funny. So YouTube...
And, the Adam Sandler part is really funny.
We were in by then.
Okay.
Yeah. It was probably like 12 minutes that we missed. And then it cut us off at the end. It didn't cut you off?
Mm-mm.
I thought it cut every single person off.
No, I watched the whole thing.
Were you... Okay. On Hulu.
On Hulu.
Not on cable.
I don't have cable.
Okay, well, that's fucked up. Anyway, okay, so. Where should we start?
Okay, well, have you seen most of them?
No.
Or?
So that's the difference. You've seen, like, a lot of them. I have seen
Wicked. The only ones I haven't seen are Conclave and The Brutalist.
Right.
So.
Which did win some things.
So, okay. Since I've seen Anora, I'll go first. So I watched Anora, like, a couple months ago, or maybe a couple weeks ago, because I was just, like, I knew it was, like, nominated for stuff. And I think I've said this on the pod too, as, like, someone who's, like, kind of, like, gotten, like, into movies and, like, how they're made, I think it's a lot more about the message and, like, what the film is portraying, or, like, the work that went into it, more so than, like, the actual quality of the film. Like, I feel like with The Substance, for example, which if you've seen it, you would understand what I'm saying, but, like, I said when we talked before, I'm like, that was like, I never want to watch that again.
Right.
But there was something about that film that like resonated and will stick with you. And the message is great. So that's why it was like nominated for so many things. Right.
But it won 0.
Right. And so, but it won some Golden Globes. And
well, she won basically everything else. Yeah. Every other type of award. Like Demi Moore won like best actress in everything but the Oscars.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Well, it's... That didn't surprise me. I didn't think Demi Moore was going to win that at all.
It surprised me that she didn't... That she won all the other ones. It's one thing when you like... For the most part, it was either the same person won all of it, or...
Which is annoying.
It was like half and half. Not like one off.
Yeah, I was like actually enjoying it for a while because I was like, oh, like everyone's kind of getting in there. Like,
yeah, everybody was getting things. Yeah. Dune got some things. Wicked got some things. Yeah.
And like a complete unknown to like, I didn't walk out of that movie theater like that was the best movie I've ever seen. But like you appreciate how much work that Timothée Chalamet put into put into that film. Like he said something like 6 years of work. So it's like, so you feel bad for him. And I feel like people have said, like, I'm jumping all over the place, but people have said he's, like, the Leonardo DiCaprio of our generation because he's going to just, like, he gets gypped, like, almost every
single,
not gypped, but, like, he's also still really young.
He's so, but see, here's the thing. Him losing, you make that argument, right? He's so young, he has so much time. And then Mikey Madison winning is, like, the complete opposite, right? She's so young and also could win a million more times. Yeah. I think it is just also... So, some of it is luck with what else happens that calendar year, right? There are times that it's like Daniel Day-Lewis has done like a small number of movies and wins an Oscar every fucking time because he's that amazing. And if you just happen to have your blockbuster hit the same year that he has chosen to make a film, you're not gonna win, right? So I think it's just also like what else is happening that year. And so hopefully I would like to think that Timothée Chalamet will get his chance.
Yeah. And like, he just keeps doing like more and more things. Like this kid has like, he's older than me. He has like so much range. It's insane. Like the fact that he's able to like go from Willy Wonka to Dune to like being Bob Dylan is just like,
it's awesome.
Crazy. Yeah, but anyways. So,
okay. Anora.
I feel bad for Timothée Chalamet. And I do kind of think, what is his name?
Adrian Brody.
Yeah. They used AI in his movie for, like, his accent, which kind of pisses me off that, like, whatever. I don't care. His speech was too fucking long.
Well, his speech was way too long. I mean,
I broke the record for the longest.
I haven't seen either movie, so I feel like I can't actually comment on either who actually won that award. But his speech was just, come on.
Yeah. Anyways, Anora. It was a good film. It was like kind of like, oh my god, what the fuck is happening the whole time, which is, I feel like, a theme. But you know what? Like, that movie, like, she's really young, and she had to do some crazy fucking shit for that movie. And she did a great job at it. And honestly, I was happy for her. Like, I was not upset about it at all. What I'm upset about is Cynthia and Ariana winning nothing. Like...
So, okay, I think, first off, yes, technically they didn't win, best costume and best...
No, but I mean individually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't going to win. I kind of knew that.
I feel like Ariana could have won. I have a whole other fucking shit, so much other shit to say about the Emilia Perez movie.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I need to watch it just to be... Have you watched it yet?
It has... Some of the shittiest ratings.
I know. I don't
understand.
People
compare, like, the songs from that and Wicked. Like, what movie were they fucking watching? Because I sure as hell don't know what that fucking was.
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm, like, really... I think a lot of people are... I think that... What's her name? Zoe Madden. What's her name? The actress that won?
Zoe Madden. I always mess up her last name.
What she should have won a fucking Oscar for is Avatar.
Yeah.
She should have won an Oscar for plenty of other things. I'm very happy for her as a human.
As an actress.
But, like, that for that movie, like... And, again, this goes back to... I think it all comes down to the messages that movies are...
Sending. I don't know. I don't have any idea if that's true or not. And obviously I haven't seen it, but yes, I've heard that it's not a good film. I also learned though from, we had friends that were here watching with us. Apparently you like can campaign for Oscars and you like can like basically pitch why you should win. And apparently Wicked did a shitty job of that. And they actually didn't like push any of their things. And I think a lot of people are thinking that
Wicked... Do they have fucking time for that? I have blown the F word like 6,000 times. Yeah,
we're swearing a lot this episode.
Sorry.
A lot of people think that Wicked is planning to do their big push and campaigning and all those things for part two.
Right. I think that's what I'm also thinking. Like, they just have...
Like, the fact that they didn't win Score, though, is just kind of cuckoo to me. Like...
What won Score?
I think The Brutalist... I think.
Huh.
It was not one of the musicals.
No, it was Anora.
No, I don't think it was
Anora. Anora won a lot.
Anora won a lot. Well, that one guy won a lot. The fact that he was like the writer, the director, and the editor, he won all three of those awards. That was amazing. My concern, I guess. So I think, again, it all comes down to what else comes out this year. I don't know what else is coming out this year. I don't know what else the girls are going to be up against it for this calendar year. I think... Cynthia has a good chance with her act two performances and songs and things that she's got to do. Ariana doesn't have as much in act two.
Yeah.
It's not as much about her. She doesn't have a solo, right? There's no popular in act two.
Yeah.
So, and now they are writing new songs. So maybe one of the new songs is hers and maybe she will have a chance. But knowing act two as I know it, I don't think that role is enough.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That said, fucking Isabella Rossellini, they said this at the SAG Awards, was in 8 minutes of the conclave and was nominated for Best Supporting Actress. Now, she didn't win, but like she was in 8 minutes of the film and nominated. So who knows?
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I actually prefer the SAG Awards from an entertainment standpoint way more. Because Kristen Bell...
I didn't watch that.
You should. It's on Netflix. Kristen Bell is hilarious as a host.
What is the SAG Awards?
So SAG-AFTRA is the union for performance, for artists, for actors and actresses. And so... Oh,
there's so many awards.
Yes. But here's the difference between SAG and some of the other ones. It's voted on by members of the union. So the actual performers vote on the winners. So, like, the other, your colleagues, essentially, are voting. So, to some people, it means a lot more. Like, Timothée Chalamet winning that award means...
What did he win?
Best Actor.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No.
So, yeah, I think the other guy won everything else, the Golden Globe, all the things. But he won that, which means that the community of actors and actresses and members of
the team... Like, thinking about him, like, gives me chills. Like, he is one of the most talented people. Like, I love him.
So, that's my
point. And the fact that he's dating Kylie Jenner is just...
Kind of weird.
Oh, I think it's iconic. I think it's literally so iconic. And I just, like, relate. Okay. I, like, get that. Like, I love that relationship because that'll be me when I'm her age, I feel like. Maybe not dating the Leonardo DiCaprio of our generation, but, like...
What's the age gap there?
Wait, let's just revert. Because what? He's 29 and she's 27.
Oh!
Why does she seem older?
Yeah, I definitely thought she was older.
That's actually so embarrassing. That's just one of the many things. Like, another one of my red flags is I'll double down on something, like, double down on something and
be totally wrong.
Literally left field. Like, so wrong. Like, I don't lie about important shit, but, like, I'll lie about, like, less important shit.
Is it lying if you don't actually know?
Well, I, like, lied. Like, I, like, over... Like, I, like, told a story and completely blown it out of proportion before. So.
Great.
Okay. Any other Oscar thoughts?
I mean, their performance was obviously perfection.
Insane.
Insane. Like, the fact that they did The Wizard of Oz into The Wiz and then into Wicked was absolutely beautiful. And so here's what's also ironic.
Absolutely beautiful is what you just said.
Absolutely fucking beautiful. So...
Absolutely beautiful.
It's my new word.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's from Wicked.
What we're saying.
Anyway.
Abso beautiful fly-fi.
Divinely. We, like, have had three sips. Like, I don't even know.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just, like, I've been go all day. I feel like I have it.
Just chilling.
I've just, like, been at this, like, I've been talking to clients, I feel like, since, like, 8 a.m. yesterday. So, I've just been, like, on this, like.
No, so, anyway, I missed the performance. And so, I'm watching the whole Oscars. And when they
did you miss the performance?
Fuck you. When they went, when they did, it's important to the story. I had to remind you.
Okay.
They did the Ode to Quincy Jones and Queen Latifah sang Ease On Down the Road, which was also just a blast. I loved that. I said, oh, she's kind of too old for this role now, but Cynthia Erivo would make a fantastic Dorothy, not knowing that she had already sung the song from The Wiz.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it's too late for her to play that role, but she would have been amazing at it. Okay. That's all I have. Okay.
That's nice. Any, like, standout fits that you remember?
Oh, well, I mean, I loved Ariana's dress.
I liked the red one.
The red one with the shoe was cool. And then she changed into some sneaky black dress at the end.
I don't really
know
when that happened.
Yeah, I tried to
Google
about it.
The first one kind of reminded me of, like, one of those, like lamp shades.
But it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was cool.
I feel like, oh, there was a lot of stuff that was really boring. Like, there's just a lot of neutrals.
I really liked Selena Gomez's dress. I thought that was really pretty.
She has had too much Botox. Like, I feel like her forehead, I'm just like, where is your emotion?
Have you seen her, like, yawn? Or, like,
no.
Make, oh my God.
Is it weird?
It's creepy looking.
Yeah.
And I feel bad, but, okay, I don't want to shit talk Selena Gomez, because God forbid.
No, I mean, I love her, but just, it was just, like, I felt that way at the SAG Awards, because they won, one of the awards they give it in that SAG, for the SAG Awards is ensemble. So basically it's like the acting group as a whole.
Hmm.
And they split comedy and drama for TV shows. And only Murders in the Building.
TV.
Yeah, it's TV and movies.
Oh.
And only Murders in the Building won for comedy ensemble. And she was like, you could tell she was genuinely shocked that they won. Like, over some, like, The Bear and, like, some of the other nominees. Like, she was shocked. But also, you couldn't tell because her forehead doesn't move.
Hmm.
I'm like, girl.
I've never seen that show.
Me neither, but it won, so.
I mean, I like Timothy Chalamet's, like, yellow little getup.
Oh, yeah.
I
also just have to shout out again, in case you didn't hear me, when we talked about, I don't remember what award show we were talking about, but there's an Instagram person I follow called Color Me Courtney who does comparisons of outfit, like, red carpet outfits to Disney characters, and it's hilarious.
Wait, that is funny.
Yeah,
I
it's
like
so
that.
Funny. And she sees things that, like, I couldn't possibly see. Like, the where her brain goes, it's amazing.
That's amazing.
But then once I look at it, I'm like, oh yeah, oh I see it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's funny.
So.
Love.
Okay. I feel like we're good.
Cool. Well, reading hasn't really changed for me. I'm still trucking through Onyx Storm. And, like, the thing is, like, some people, like, read it in a day. Like, you guys, like, every, I do like how, like, every chapter is, like, a little bit of a cliffhanger, but I'm just like, all right.
So that's the other thing I think about her, Rebecca Yarros's books, is the chapters are long. And so when you're reading before bed, right, especially when you read on Kindle, you click to the next chapter and it says, like, 14 minutes until end of chapter, you're like, I'm not reading another chapter, right? You're like, I'm going to bed. Whereas if it had been, like, 4 minutes, you may, like, do another one. And you may still end up reading 14 minutes, but if it was, like, three chapters, you would read more. So I think because the chapters are so long, I tend to put it down faster at night.
Yeah, and some I just, like, this is what I do every time. I, like, read that, like, and right now I'm at, like, 70%. It's, like, 15-minute chapters. So I'll, like, read the one, and then I'm just, like, I just close my eyes. And then that kind of determines, I'm, like, okay, like, am I going to doze or am I, like,
gonna
not
get through another one.
Am I not asleep enough? Because I hate when I'm, like, in the middle of a chapter and, like, falling
start
asleep. And I'm like, I gotta finish this.
Yeah.
So I, like, sit up.
Yeah.
Like,
I do that, too.
I'm like, finish this chapter.
Gotta make it to the end. Yeah,
it's,
I do
like,
that
7 minutes or, like, the longest 7 minutes of my life. And then I, like, get into bed the next day and I'm like, what did I miss?
I do that, too.
What
I missed.
Yeah. But
yeah, so I'm at, like, I think 40-something%. And then I downloaded a couple new books for my trip.
I don't know what I'm going to read next.
I happen to have like three come available. I put some on hold at the library a long time ago. So I got this Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. I got the Midnight Library, which was super popular for a while. And then another book called The Push.
Oh, you know what I might read? It's called like The Wedding something.
Wedding Date?
No. I think I have it in my want to reads. I really want to finish Onyx Storm. Like, I'm like, ugh. But it's like, I'm also like always watching a ton of shows and like, I don't want to, like if I'm sitting on the couch, I would rather watch TV.
Oh.
Okay. I guess I don't have it in my want to read. I do also want to read The 7 Year Slip.
I've never heard of that.
Never seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's The Wedding People.
Oh.
Okay. Anyways, so I want to read The Wedding People. Next, I think. But, because I need something lighter. Like, I want to finish Onyx Storm more than I want to, like, I'm just, like, 70% of the way through, and I'm still, like...
It's a big book. It's not as big as Iron Flame, but it's, I think it's bigger than Fourth Wing.
I don't know. I looked at it at Target, and it didn't look that big to me.
I don't know.
Anyways... So, that's the tea there.
That's not a whole lot of updating in our reading world.
Are you buying anything?
Well, we went to Old Navy.
Oh, we did.
To spend our Old Navy cash.
I did not need to go.
Yeah. I think the winner chicken dinner at Old Navy was Sam.
That's lovely.
He literally bought, like, an entire new wardrobe.
That's good.
And... Yeah, it was kind of chaos at Old Navy. You, me, Mom, Sam, and Lila.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it was fun because every time I came out of the dressing room, Lila was just like sitting in the shopping cart like, la-la!
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
It was so fun. I got a couple things for the trip.
Is there anything standout that you've bought?
I bought that, like, I've wanted this since I saw Mom's. It's just like a white linen button-down shirt. To wear kind of as, like, a little bit of a jacket.
Yeah, one of those.
In the summer. I did not, and I've wanted one for a long time, so I finally bought that.
Yeah, my, like, go-to in the summer is honestly, like, a good linen pant, a good, like, crocheted, like, you know, pullover, like, stuff like that. Like, I really like.
Yeah, I feel like I tried on way more than I ended up buying. Like, there was a lot of stuff that didn't work. I know you and I both... really struggled with this, like, in between where, like, it felt like every large I put on was just too tight and I was uncomfortable, and then I would put on the XL and it was too big and it didn't look good.
Yeah.
And I just was like, I felt like I took so many cute things back in both sizes and it didn't work.
Yeah, I like tried on this really cute blue set. It's like the large, like, it like fits perfectly, but then it looks not right.
Or there's just one piece of the large, like one spot that it just feels like a little too uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, it doesn't necessarily look bad, but I feel uncomfortable. You know what I mean? It's just like, I'm done buying things that just like, all right, just to buy them. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I actually bought something in a medium because it was like, whatever it was like was running really big.
Like super stretchy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to not post something from Old Navy, I actually bought something else.
Okay.
I had a $50 Sephora gift card, and did I talk about this already?
No.
Okay. I got the Keratase. It's a hair brand.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Keratase? Okay, whatever. It is the...
Anemone?
Yeah, Anemone. It is the overnight, like, kind of, like, serum that you put in your hair to, like, help with, like, dryness and stuff. And, like, I don't know, you guys. The thing with hair products is, like, is it in my head? Well, it's in my head, but, like, is it,
on,
like,
your head?
It's on my head, but, like, is it in my head? Like, is this actually working? And I think it is. Smells good. So I got that, and I also got, because I had to get, sorry, not me like standing up, I also got the makeup by Mario Ethereal? What's that word that's like?
I know what word you're saying, but I don't know how to say it either, so I'm not trying.
Ethereal palette? I don't know. It's super pretty, so slay.
When was the last time you actually used a palette?
I put my eyeshadow on every single time I put on makeup unless I'm, like, coming here.
Oh.
Okay. Or, like, going, doing a meeting.
I hardly ever wear eyeshadow anymore.
I wear eyeshadow all the time. My, like, neutral Makeup by Mario palette I use every time I put makeup on. Well, so.
That's nice for you. I bought a haircut.
Oh, nice.
I can't really tell because I didn't. I mean, you can't tell because it's shorter.
Wait, I haven't been writing this down. Okay. What are you using?
Is this supposed to be like a product?
Don't be anything.
What am I using?
Don't me go first.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I've talked about this before. It's also a hair product.
Did you like think about all these in advance?
No, I've just literally been so like all day. So like I haven't, there's not been a moment where I'm like, don't have an idea flowing in my head.
That's great.
So Bumble on Bumble, you know that brand?
Yeah.
Okay. So they have this post-workout dry shampoo mist, which, so Lakin went to Core Power with me.
I was just about to say what I've been using is my free week at Core Power.
Yeah, so Lakin did Core Power with me the other day, and as you know, when you leave, your hair is like wet. So as someone who does it 4+ times a week, I'm like, I can't afford to wash my hair every day.
No.
So you spray it in your hair, and it's like, obviously, and it's not like a dry shampoo where it like makes it feel like really like sticky and chalky. It's like, I don't know, it almost feels like you just like washed your hair and then you just like let it dry. And it like I went this morning and like sweated a ton and my hair looks totally fine. So, right.
So do your hair like kind of have to be wet for it to be useful?
Yeah. It's like for like
sweaty hair.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like it.
Cool.
I got it from, actually, my instructor that teaches this morning, she is a TikTok and she posted about it. And I was like, yes, I need something. Like, I've been wanting to find something like that.
Right. Right. Because dry shampoo is on good for dry hair, not for wet hair.
Yeah. It's just like, it doesn't do the same thing that I needed to do. But yeah. So you're using
my free week at Core Power.
Your free week at Core Power.
Although I'm not doing a very good job of using it.
Because the times are tough for me.
Because I went Sunday with Allie. And then I was on the wait list for every 6 a.m. this week. And the only one that I've gotten off is Friday.
Yeah.
So that sucks. Now, I took myself off before I went to bed every night, so I could have maybe gotten, like, overnight and then had to wake up and, like, mentally be like, okay, I'm going, but I didn't want to do that. So each night when I went to bed, if I wasn't off the wait list, I took myself off. And the problem is, I was telling Allie this, like, the 7:30, 8 o'clock does not work for me because that's, like, when Lila's awake and I'm trying to get her ready for the day. Even if she's going to mom's or daycare, like, that is the getting ready time. And then they don't do Sculpt at like 9:30. Maybe there was one. I don't know why I wasn't. The other issue is this was not the week I should have done this because I really have a shit ton of work to get done before we go out of town. And so like I had a hard time like justifying taking an hour of work to go take a class. And then on the other end of it, I would have gone at like 2 or 3, but they don't have a Sculpt at like 2 or 3. They, at least our location or the Lakeview one did it. They only had C2. The first Sculpt was at 4:15. And at that point, it's too late. So.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I only am going to end up doing
two classes. Well, I get 2 buddy passes a month. So if you ever just want to pop in.
Okay.
I said last week that by the time this, or when you guys watch this episode, I will have my tattoo, which I won't because we were going to record tomorrow, but
that's when you're getting your tattoo.
Yeah, so I'm getting my tattoo in the morning.
Poor planning. Oh, you're getting it in the morning. Well, then why can't we record tomorrow night?
Because I had a dinner rescheduled and I just forgot.
Okay.
But I'll show you. But she sent me the sketch.
Ooh.
And it's so cute. Like, I've been, like, just staring at it. Like, I'm so excited. Or do you want it to be a surprise?
No, yeah. Make it a surprise. Don't show me.
You don't want to see it? Are you sure?
Okay, show me. She wants to show me. So pretty.
Isn't it gorge?
So cute. I love the little star.
Yeah, that's me.
You're the star?
It's me. That's mom and dad.
That's so cute.
So, anyways, so I will share that later.
When you get back.
Yeah.
Is that all the categories?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like the only one we didn't do last week then was using.
We didn't do using or watching.
We definitely did watching, I feel like.
Okay, well, I will listen to it and let you know.
It's up there. I mean, in our account. I've already done it.
What do you mean?
Like, I've already edited it and uploaded it. And it's in our account.
Oh.
It's just scheduled to go live on Friday.
Oh.
Trying to be on top of things, man, because I also have to get this episode edited. So we'll take this moment to let you know there won't be an episode next week.
Yes.
Because I am going to Argentina. And
Argentina.
I briefly suggested. Why?
That's just fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I'm a little nervous about leaving Lila for that long, if we're being totally honest.
But yeah, you're freaking out.
She's going to be totally fine. She's going to be totally fine. I am going to miss her so much, and it's going to be so hard. And I'm a little nervous for mom. 8 days is a long time. She's a lot.
She'll be fine.
Okay.
She today we're at the nail salon. She goes, so we have to figure out what days you're going to come help me.
See, exactly. She knows that it's going to be a lot.
And I'm like, well, I can barely go a day without seeing Lila, so...
Of course she'll be there to
my
help.
My friends make fun of me for it.
Really?
No, it's just like, I really, obviously, want to be very, very prominent in her life.
Yeah, I love that.
And, yeah, you know, I feel like, with dad... With, like, my dad being older, like, I have relationships with his sisters, but not, like, the same.
Yeah.
And because I'm younger, like, I just feel me and Lila will have a good relationship. So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you've never had a relationship like that with their aunt or an uncle, then it's, or they, you know, they don't have any nieces or nephews, so they don't get it. Not to get slightly sad, but I had that relationship with mom's brother before we moved. Like, he came over all the time and would play with me, and it was like it was very akin to, and mom and I talked about that, like, him and I is very much, because he, let's see, if mom was 24 when she had me, then he would have been 22, so like the same age.
That, like, actually just is crazy
that she was 24.
Yeah,
right. Like,
I'm
literally bored. this right now, because your mom,
when I would be,
when you would be having, this month is when you would be having a baby, is when mom had me, you this month. Can you imagine?
Like, that makes me want to vomit everywhere.
That's crazy to think about. We have to tell mom, like, this year on my birthday, think about, like, if you were having a baby.
If I was pregnant, mom would literally, like, freak the fuck out. Which is so funny. I'd be like, well,
oh my god.
I'm not pregnant.
No.
No. Anyways,
the trip will be great. I will survive. Lyle will survive. Mom will survive. It will all be fine.
It will be fine. Put that into the universe.
Yeah, and it'll be nice. It's good for Sam and I to go off by ourselves and have some alone time. I'm excited to, like, be on a plane without worrying about Lila.
I was like, God, my nightmare.
Well, I'm not excited to be on a plane right now. Yeah. But, like, just to have that time. And we're going to be there for our anniversary, which is fun.
So beautiful for you.
Yeah.
So gorge and slay.
Okay.
Love.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Gen Z.
Yeah.
So, Gabby Wendy got married.
I did see that.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Slay.
That's crazy.
I mean, like, it's the most, like, Gabby Wendy thing ever.
To just,
like,
go elope.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I love that for her.
Yeah. I was just scrolling Instagram, and all of a sudden I was like, oh.
I know, same. That was me this morning at 7:30. I was like, yeah.
And that's, I almost sent it to you, and then I was like, oh, no, wait.
Her walking down the quote-unquote aisle to Hot to Go. Iconic.
Iconic. So it's amazing. I love that for her. Did you have anything else that you want to chat about? Oh, okay. What are you up to this weekend?
I actually have a really chill weekend, which I'm really excited about, because Saturday I'm going to do Pilates. And
wait, what kind of Pilates?
Reformer Pilates. Mm.
At the place on Armitage?
No, I'm going, my friend Maggie, teaches at a Pilates studio, so. Mm. So I started a new series on my personal TikTok of finding the best iced vanilla latte with oat milk in the city.
Fun.
Because, I'm sorry, who doesn't love an iced vanilla latte with oat milk? Everyone fucking orders an iced vanilla latte with oat milk, except for you, because you work. So
I just don't, I don't like the artificial vanilla syrups. I just think they taste funny. I don't like the way that they taste.
Okay, well, for everybody else who likes them and lives in Chicago, I'm on the hunt. I went to Solaway Coffee this morning to give her a try, and I rated her a 7 out of 10. So peep my TikTok for that.
So does
at a wait, sorry, I just like had a, I don't know what just happened. At A Alford is my, wait, I think A Alford with 2 D's.
Interesting. Does the draft from La Colombe count or no? Because that's not.
No, so I actually said that in the video. I said we're not counting La Colombe and Starbucks because those are chains and they never miss. That's what I said.
Well, I just meant that like the La Colombe is different because it's a draft. I don't know. Okay.
It is different, but it will always be superior.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, we're in the car the other day coming home from Old Navy, and Allie's coffee was sitting there in the door. And I asked her, I said, is this vanilla or strawberry? Because she knows I don't like the strawberry one. And she gets this look on her face. And the fact is that you hesitated. And if you hadn't, that was what gave you away. And she goes, strawberry?
I know, but you believed me because you were like, oh, okay.
At first. And then I was like, oh, no, you're just being a bitch.
And no, and then share. I said, I'm just kidding. It's vanilla. They're expensive. That goddamn coffee.
I wanted a sip. A sip.
Whatever.
So what else have you tried?
Oh, that's it. I started it today. This trend started today.
Oh, okay. So. What are we going to do with her?
I don't know. Two weeks ago, when you guys would have seen it, that episode where I was wearing the green sweatshirt, I was so off. Like, something was, like, in the air. I was just, like, feeling really off. Mm. But came booked and busy today.
Booked and busy.
Going back to my weekend. Mm. I'm going to Baba Ripa tomorrow.
Fun.
Even though I can't really drink because of the tattoo.
What?
Oh, no, you can't drink before a tattoo.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. And then Friday, I have nothing. Saturday, I have nothing.
Well, I was going to suggest Friday, maybe seeing what everyone was up to so I could, like, see everybody before we leave. I say that so dramatically, like, I'm going to be gone.
It's, like, Wednesday, so you got to figure that out.
Well, okay. And you say that like our family doesn't make last-minute plans with each other.
And then, And then Sunday, you know that market, that holiday market that you guys came to?
Mm-hmm.
The
spring version.
Spring one is that, so I'm closing that.
Remember last year when we went to the Disney Channel night?
Oh, when I
had... The night before.
No, it wasn't that event.
Yes, it was.
Are you sure?
I am 1,000% sure, because then we rolled into the market, and you and I were both a hot mess.
Yeah, something I don't do anymore, ever, is show up to work hungover. It is top 2 worst things ever.
What's number one?
Number one could be the number one slot is always interchange.
Okay.
So, depending on the day. Okay. I was having a day yesterday. Every single freaking thing I did, I was dropping things, spilling things, running into things. I was just like, you know when you, like, you know when you just, like, stub your toe and then the next thing you know, you're, like, running to the fridge and the next thing you know, it's like, oh, my God. slow down. So
anyway, that was what happened at the market last year, is we went out the night before.
Yeah.
And was probably not a good decision.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer because I like that market. I like shopping.
Yeah. Well, but this one's better too. There's going to be 50 vendors this time.
Wow.
And I'm really proud. I'm really proud of them. Well, it's going to be like mostly food too.
Well, Mom can bring Lila and she can run around and be cute.
Oh, I forgot to tell her.
Oh, okay.
You should have RSVP this time.
Oh, that's so serious.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will be.
I know. You're not going to be
doing things. I was trying to think about what I was going to be. We finally got the itinerary. We're taking a tank class.
Wow.
Yeah.
How fancy.
So fun. Okay, well, I don't have anything else. So is this just going to be a shorter episode?
Yeah, I don't really have anything to share.
Okay. If you watched all the way to the end, comment with...
the little camera emoji.
What?
For the Oscars. Or...
the camera?
Like the video camera. Okay.
Or like the little, I was going to say the little like action.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what that thing is called, but like the board with like the lights, camera, action board.
Yeah. Let's do that.
For the Oscars.
Okay, cool. Cute.
Okay. And since Allie hates when I do this, if you're on YouTube, please like this episode and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you are on any of the podcast platforms, please rate and review. We would very much appreciate it. Share with your friends, share with your sisters. We will be taking a break next week, and we will see you the week after. Cheers.
Cheers.
Like,
Do.
I also feel like the camera is, like, sinking. Hold on, let me.
This one.
Sam. Y'all.